Iran's President Hassan Rouhani is in Russia to take part in a joint summit of BRICS and Shanghai Cooperation Organization. Rouhani is accompanied by his first vice president, Ishaq Jahangiri, as well as Ali Akbar Velayati, a top advisor to the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution. Iran's president has met with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the first day of his stay in the Russian city of Ufa. Leaders of the member and observer countries are expected to discuss regional and global issues, including the Syria conflict, the threat of ISIL, the situation in Greece, and Iran's nuclear program. Before leaving the Iranian capital for Russia, President Rouhani talked to reporters about the significance of his trip.
These meetings are important as we are in a situation that the world, from both the economic and the political points of view, is further distancing itself from unipolarity. These summits, which include very important and influential states, are considered significant for us due to their political, economic, and security aspects.
President Rouhani stressed that his trip will provide a good opportunity to present Iran's positions on key regional and international issues. He also said Iran is ready to cooperate with BRICS and the Shanghai Cooperation Organization in a variety of fields. Rouhani said Tehran hopes to expand relations with members of both organizations once anti-Iran sanctions are lifted. To discuss this further, let's go to Moscow and talk to Fred Ware, journalist and political commentator. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Ware, how significant is Iran's presence at this summit in Russia?
Well, I think it is regarded as quite possible in the near future, next few years, that Iran could join the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. It is an economic cooperation organization. That was how it started. But it has expanded, and because of the instability in Central Asia, it is fairly rapidly adding a security dimension to its work. And this year, India and Pakistan will be joining. This means that the SCO is becoming a much more solid Eurasian organization, and it is the only big international organization of its kind that the United States and none of its allies belong to. So it has this dimension as well, that it certainly some of the countries, Russia, perhaps China, view it as some kind of parallel structure, an alternative architecture to Western-dominated organizations. This is true of the BRICS, which are meeting now in Ufa as well, and I don't know whether Iran will qualify to join the BRICS at some point, but it is also an association of like-minded countries who are somewhat disaffected with the Western-dominated world order, and they're gradually also putting into place an alternative architecture. Today, I guess the BRICS will officially launch the new BRICS Development Bank, which is a $100 billion bank, development bank that will at least begin on the road to becoming a competitor to the IMF and the World Bank. So things are happening there. Russia is very much at the center of it, China, of both organizations. But I think Iran is on the periphery, and Iran is seen as a likely participant.
But of course, in what way have organizations such as BRICS and the Shanghai Cooperation Organization shifted the global economic balance?
Well, not very much as yet. I think that has to be pointed out. All of the BRICS countries, each of them big and powerful in its own way, they're all very different. They don't have a lot of economic synergies between them. And all of them, including Russia, trade more with the West than they do with each other. BRICS, although it was just an idea, 12 years ago, it was actually invented by a Goldman Sachs analyst who wrote a paper creating in his mind the BRICS, and it has become a going concern. It has annual summits, it has working committees, it now will have its own development bank. So if you look on the long term, it does have that potential, but it isn't doing it now as we speak.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time being. Fred Ware, journalist and political commentator from Moscow. Thanks for your time there, sir.